We've had a very busy time on the Pacifica National Board with regard to personnel. Our executive director, Maxie Jackson III, resigned as of July 5th, and the PNB has passed a resolution. We're in the process of negotiating for a contract for a media professional with a lot of important experience that we need with regard to station management and also fundraising. And as soon as that contract has been signed, we'll have an announcement of a new interim executive director, and we're also starting a search for a new permanent executive director. So that search will be starting immediately. And anybody who has any ideas about somebody who might be a particularly good fit for Pacifica might contact anybody that they have and tell them that we're going to be starting on a search. So that's the really most important thing, very important thing that is happening from my perspective, sitting on the personnel committee on the national board. Thank you.
All right, so we have some questions. Let's do a little list. So,
are you not permitted to explain why he left? He
resigned, and we have a the resignation just took place then, and that's really all we're permitted to talk about. The fact that it took place, and we're in the process of transitioning.
All right, Mr. Michael.
I'm apologizing for not being here. My understanding is that there's also the interim CFO as well.
The CFO, we have, as I think everyone knows by now who's been following it, and for those of you who don't know, we have NETA, which is the National Educational something. That's doing our accounting. They're doing our accounting, and we have a person who is related to NETA, and her name is Tamron Swiderski. Tamra Swiderski is acting as our interim CFO.
So is there also a posting made for a permanent CFO?
We actually, at this instant, are not doing a search at this time, because this is working and it's saving us a lot of money, and we need to save as much money as we can. So this situation is working at this point. I was reminded by my colleague here that the interim executive director post will be a 6-month contract. So we're really thinking that it's going to take about 3 months to gear up to do the search, and then 3 months search, and hopefully we'll have a new executive director in 6 months.
You let the public know who the interim executive director is in the absence of
the contract?
Yes.
No, because since it hasn't been signed, if something goes wrong, we don't want to say,
No, I mean, the chair of the national board serves as
executive director in the meantime. Sure. In the meantime, the California Corporations Code provides that if you don't designate somebody else to be the executive director, that the chair of the board of directors will serve in that capacity until then. And that's one of the reasons that we're getting this interim executive hopefully on board within the next week or two, because Grace is serving. Oh, and I will also add, so Grace, who is the chairperson of the board, is serving as the interim. But I want to add that we're doing something a little unusual, and hopefully into the future we'll do that, and maybe we'll think about being able to do something like this on a local level, and that is that we're going to have the three officers of the national board serve as a transition team. So they will work together and doing the job that the executive director does. They will do that job for that interim time, and then they will assist the executive director for at least a couple of months in getting into being the executive director of Pacifica, because it is truly an overwhelming task that I don't really see how any one person. It's a big challenging task, and getting up to speed will be very challenging for anybody. So they're going to, you know, be there to help, you know, say, explain what's happening with the union contracts and so forth. And by the way, I do want to say this is that I think that this is something else that we're that all of the union contracts in at Pacifica are not all except KPFK. They're operating kind of on a month to month. The actual date is over, and we're negotiating, trying to get our union contracts to be at least somewhat comparable. And likewise, we're also our pension plans have been in disarray. They haven't been followed. People forgot, you know, to put money in. It just kind of was a mess. And this has created problems for us, problems with the audits. Anyway, we are on the and nothing was intentional but we're now at the point where we're very close to having all of the pension plans sorted out, paid for. Just as an example, we would put money was put aside, but it wasn't designated as to whether it should be in Jan's account or Lawrence's account, so that the money was there, but
you
not
in my account.
I'm just saying, yeah, you know, just the, so anyway, so that is very close to being sorted out. So that's it's really great. Things are really making progress financially. If we could only have more money.
I have a really brief follow-up.
More listeners and more donations. Yes.
Thanks. Very briefly to the point, can we find out whether the loan that Pacifica has, the $3.2 million loan, whether the lender has sold it on, whether it's passed on to a different
company.
A different company, correct? Yes. This is a very important information for the public to know, and it's financials only, it's not legal.
Okay.
Yeah, the next person was.
The answer is no.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
This and just to explain just a tiny bit about this lender. This lender specializes in lending money to community media nonprofits, and so they don't pass on their loans to somebody else.
Their audit the statements say they do.
Okay. The answer to your question, Pauline, is no. That's the answer.
Okay.
All right, sir.
Yeah, just for the public, just would you remind us what was the last executive director tenure? How long did he serve?
This
month.
Yeah, Maxie
Jackson. Yeah, Maxie Jackson. So it was from March 7th.
October.
I'm sorry. October 7th, 2018. To July 5, 2019. So it was about 9 months, a little bit less than 9 months.
All
Can I give my report, Chair?
Okay.
If there's no other questions for
Chair. Can we,
Chair, are you done?
I'm finished with my report.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a report from Grace or Mansour?
Lawrence said he wants to...
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. And I know I had some questions in regards to my station, KPFK, and its pension plan. And I don't think I could disclose that information here, Grace, or should I take it to... I'd like to provide the information and the questions that I asked in regards to that. So would I have to wait for the closed session to do that?
Yeah, it's better if it's...
All right, all right, I'll do that.
I mean, what kind of information do you have?
That the comparison that was made between KPFA and KPFK, that KPFA segregated funds in order to pay into that pension plan, and as a result, it has come up to being on the books, and KPFK is one month behind in its pension plan, and so. My question was to, I believe it was Sabina Jacobs, was didn't KPFK and the union, SAG was in negotiations to, in arbitration to bring up the KPFK pension plan whole, and so I was told that she's be willing to work with me in regards, work with us, in regards to assisting us in making that happen. So I just wanted to share that to the staff here, who represent staff, that that's one of the concerns that I think all the four directors of KPFK share, and I particularly am very concerned about. The other thing was in regards to trying to place an open agenda, at each turn that I try to place it on open agenda, was the leaking of the loan documents, FJC loan documents, and that has not, I've tried, and quite a few people abstain to place it on the open agenda because the documents are leaked. So they're out there in the public domain, and the terms of those documents were released as well. So that's one of the things I try to place on the open agenda, and I will continue to try to do that because I think it's important for our stakeholders to know that this is what's happening, and it's not been addressed. Then my other report is in concerns to the bylaws being violated by the National Election Supervisor, and I don't think it's intentional. But I think it's reflective on the challenges that she has in regards to being National Election Supervisor, complying with the fair campaign provisions of the bylaws, where each candidate has to have equal access to our listeners and be able to be engaged. Again, I keep repeating this because I'm so frustrated with this whole process that has been happening. I'm sorry, I apologize for slamming my fist, but I'm so frustrated with the process that has been happening, with the way these forms have been called, the way the election documents have been required to be submitted. It's been very challenging. It's been very challenging for me, and I've been here since the governance started again at KPFK in Pacifica. So I appreciate the chair. I'm almost done. I appreciate the chair, Grace Aaron, supporting a memo that was sent to the National Election Supervisor to hold these forms and to comply with the fair campaign provisions of the bylaws. And I know I keep saying that at Osnium, but I think it needs to be heard at Osnium because some people are being enfranchised and some people are being disenfranchised. Thank you.
Okay, Mansour. That's good. I like that.
Yeah, just if I understood your question right about the pension, I think KPFK is making the last payment that it owes to the pension plan within a few days. So that would be just zeroed out, one lump sum.
No, this
that this they have not continued to negotiate in terms of how they're going to make that plan. I mean,
and how we, as responsible parties, and maybe Grace could clarify.
Are you done, Mansour? You got anything else? No? Okay. Grace. Now, Grace, I want to point out, we are going to have a closed session, and it's night now. It's 1:34, so we're over time.
Okay, well, I can not talk, but...
Well, no, you can respond to this issue.
Okay, so first of all, the pension plans will be completely funded after KPFK fund puts in about $15,000, which they're going to be doing in a week or two. Yeah. So it's the all the money regarding the pension plans will be done. What Lawrence is talking about is something entirely different from KPFA. What happened with KPFA is the pension plan, our pension plan lawyers and pension plan administrator informed us that we were not obligated, KPFA was not obligated to fund the pension plan for the last 2 years because their union contract had expired. Okay? Oh. And so, however, KPFA deemed that they wanted to honor the union contract for those 2 years, and it continued to set aside money for that purpose. The pension plan, however, refused to accept that money unless the National Board was willing to allow KPFA to pay that money for the benefit of their employees into the pension plan fund. So on Thursday night, we approved that. KPFA set aside that money, so there's no extra thing, has nothing to do with any of the other stations. So the as soon as KPFK makes that last final payment, the pension plans will be whole financially. Yeah. Every other problem with the pension plans has been fixed except for two things. There may be a couple of little odds and ends, like what's the Social Security number of this person who worked for us in 2001 and we don't have the contact information of this person we owe $600 to, something like that may come up. And there's another thing, the 2015, the pension plans have a separate audits from our regular big audit. So the 2015 pension plan audit will be finished in about a week, and then we have to continue the 2016, 2017, and 2018 pension plan audits. So we're really putting attention on that, and we have to get those done. But outside of that, all the mess of the pension plan is done. So whatever you're talking about the union stuff, that's a separate issue. The Department of Labor sent us a favorable because the Department of Labor was investigating Pacifica because of pension plan messes. The Department of Labor sent us a favorable letter regarding our progress. So that's a big plus.
And Chair, point of information.
Okay, thank you.
Last time, certainly. Should I move to extend by a couple of minutes?
No, we've got to move on.
We haven't had our last public comment.
No, we're going to do the public comment.
So yeah. We need to extend time, certainly.
Yeah.
And the maintenance person wanted to know
but if
we were going to leave.
If there's comments. We extend the time for the meeting for 10 minutes for public comments only. Any objections? No, good. Public comments. 2, 3, 4. What about green trips? Can they put these trees on trunks?
Motion to adjourn.
Okay.
All right. Somebody made a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Second.
Okay. Any objections?
We have a 5-minute break.
Oh, yeah. 5-minute break. Then we reassemble for closed session. No public.